like this. Misha hofach es zeisof. If somebody was hofach, means turned over his olives. That is, he's about to put it by the press, to press the olives. What you do is, first you store it in a big vat, like, put the olives there, and the olives get warmed up one by another, and they become ripe, that they become ready to press it in the press. So when you have it in the big vat, when it's still stored, heating up there, mishofach, you mix it up, you turn it up, you turn around the olives, and now they're ready to put it in the press, to press them out, to get the shemen out of the olives. The year oval, and it became an oval, can't do malacha. So we'll see what happens. Or else some other oynis happened that you weren't able to finish the process of pressing out your olives. Or else you hired workers to do it, and the workers didn't show up that day, and you wanted these things to happen, trade them a regal before the before Yom Tov came. And what happened was your workmen did not show up, or else an oynis happened, you couldn't take care of it before Chol HaMoed, or else you became an oval that you can't do it. So Lachar is now on Chol HaMoed, Toyin Kaira Rishayna. You're allowed to do a little bit, because it's a Dover Ovid here. If you don't take care of these olives, they'll rot away. So you're allowed to put the olives on the press, and just put one beam on top of the olives, like to start the pressing system. And leave it over till after Chol HaMoed, you'll finish to press out the rest of the olives. You'll just put the big beam on it once, it starts the pressing system, but you're not allowed to finish it off. Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Rabbi Yosi El Shita's no Zolif the Gomer. Like throw all the olives well into the press and finish the whole system. The Gav Kedarkan. After you finish making the olive, the oil, you can even cover up the barrel. Now this is Rabbi Yosi Shita, that a Dover Ovud, here it's an Ovud. You'll have a loss if you don't take care of the olives right now. You'll have a loss. So by Dover Ovud, Rabbi Yosi Shita is you can do it without a shinui. Don't have to do something different. You could do it in the normal manner. Therefore, he holds that since you started these olives before him, it's ready to put them in the press, you allow them to make the whole pressing, to make the oil completely on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi learns like this. Mishat Rezesov min shehizmin litnom agab yabad. You prepared it, the olives now are almost ready to put onto the press. Leitzim yen shemen, to get the oil out of it. Vira oval, v'shayim v'sashon. Rashi learns not on Chol HaMoed, not near Yom Tov. In the middle of the year, you became an oval. Shaloi samach regel v'yene yochel litnam agabi abad v'fi shavu losa v'asiyas malacha. An oval now can't do malacha. So the question, the mission doesn't end off what the oval can do. The mission just says in such a case that the person had the olives prepared to put into the press, and then he became an oval, and he's not allowed to do malacha. So we'll see in the Gemara what the halacha is. Or another case is, on the sainu, something else happened. Before Yom Tov, before Chol HaMoed, you had your olives all ready to be pressed. The Yeroinus, and something happened, that you couldn't put it into the press before Chol HaMoed. And now comes Chol HaMoed, it's a Dover Ovud. So that's our Mishnah, that Rav Yehuda says you have to do a Shinui, only the first beam and not more. And Rav Yosi says, no, you could press it in the normal manner. Rashi's next case is, you hired workers and they didn't show up that day. So the Rashi says, Tain Kari Rishon Kleimar. Nois Nagali Beis Abad Beregel, you can put joint Chol HaMoed, the beam on top of the olives. The Seichat Aleim Akira Pamachas, put it there once. Dilo Yavad Hochi, you could say to Yisera, if you don't do this much, the olives will rot away. So if from you the holds, you're allowed to take care of it, but not in the normal manner, you have to make a shinui. Reb Yosi Yotz no Zoylof Agarni Kedarka Chleimar. Noisni agave beis abad. Throw the olives onto the press. V'soichet hakril, and you could press out all the oil. Kol midi the shofar kori ziluf. Anything you're throwing is called ziluf. So this is Rav Yosi Shita we had before that holds by a Dover Ovud. You could do malachi even kedarka the regular manner. Yeah. So Mar says. The Mishnah starts off saying that you had the olives ready, and all of a sudden you became an oval. And then the Mishnah does not say the halacha of the oval, but rather goes into if it happened again before Chol HaMoed, that you had Purim workers ready to do it, or an honest staff and you couldn't do it, that you're allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed. But it doesn't say what the halacha about an oval is. Why not? So Amar Rav Shisha, Bered Ravidi, Zayis Tameris, from now on, Mishnah, we have a Raya, that Dvorim HaMotorim B'moyin, even Malachis, or Malachis Dover Ovud, something that you'll have a loss, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoyin, Yishno Asurim B'Mei Aveloyim. It's also for the Ovud to do it the 7 days he's sitting Shiva. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say an Ovud could take care of it. The Mishnah just says if it happened that you prepared the olives beforehand, and then it became a novel, mashmitz also, you can't do anything about it. Only on the Chol HaMoed are you allowed to take do the melacha. So that's where Shishi's halacha, that the Avelis is more strict, more chamor than Chol HaMoed. Rav Ashi Yamano, Rav Ashi says, loy mi boy chamor, like for sure it's mutter, loy mi boy, like this, loy mi boy, not only be mei aveloy, when you're in oval, join the Shiva si mei avelus. The midrabbanon who the yisur not to do work while you're in oval is only midrabbanon. Vishari, that for sure in the case of Dover Ovud like here, where you had your olives all ready beforehand, and now you became an oval, that's for sure we matter, we say you are allowed to put it on the press even while you're in oval. Ela, but the Mishnah says a bigger chiddush. Ela afilu b'moyed, even during Chol HaMoed, the yisur melachim midiraisa. That the yisur not to do melacha during Chol HaMoed is midiraisa. So here it's nothing in Gemara. We spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta, the Shalom is the Melachit that are Rasa to do on Chol HaMoed, is it only Yosem and the Rabbanim? Or no, it's not Meshosem and the Raisa. So here the is nothing in Gemara that says on Chol HaMoed, it's Osem and the Raisa. So, B'mokim, say the Shari, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That not only during Avelus, that's only with the Rabbanim, you're allowed to work, L'Serach Dov Ravud, but even on Chol HaMoed, that the Melach is Osem and the Raisa, but we learned, Lai Masu Elach HaChomim, the Chum have the right to tell us what you are allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And the Chum said that the Mokim said that not to have a loss, you're allowed to do work. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That since the olives are already and something happened that you couldn't do it before Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. On the other Rishonim, I'm going to have to say that that's what our Gemara means. It's the Raisa, it doesn't mean it's really the Raisa, it means there's an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta from a Pasuk. Avad Nasoni with the Rabbanim. But I call upon him as an asmachta from a pasuk, so therefore Chol HaMoed is more stricter than the halacha of Avelus. And Rashi says, Ela afilu Chol HaShemoed, the Yasir Bei Melachim Mediraisa. The Yasir, the pasuk says, as Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Shivas Yomin, Limod HaKol HaChag Shuos, like we had before. So Chorus in Asmar, Rashi's Pashim Mashmas Diraisa. But saying the other sheet that learns Melechas Chol HaMoed Zonim the Rabbanin, then have to learn here that it's only in Asmachta. It means here it's more chomer because there's a Asmachta from a Pasuk. Fine. Tanya Kavosa to Rav Shisha of Reid Ravidi. We'll bring a Raya now to Rav Shisha's Pshat. That he learned, no, the Mishnah doesn't say the Loch about a novel because it's Osir. It's more chomer the din of Avelus than the din of Chol HaMoed. I'll bring a proof in this. It says like this, that Elu Devarim Ho'isim Li'ovol B'mei Avoloi. These are the things that somebody else could do for the Yovel when he's an Yovel. Mashma, the Yovel himself, he himself can't do these Malacha. Just somebody else could do it for him. So that's the right to Rashishi, that the Yovel himself can't do Malacha. What Zaysa V'Afuchim, Mamashal case, if you had your olives that already, it's in the vat already, it's all nice and soft, and you turned it upside down already, it's ready to be pressed. Is toinim loy, you're allowed to press it for the oval. Mashma only somebody else, but not the oval himself. V'kado loguf. Again, you have this card, you have the whole barrel full of oil, and you want to put a cover on top of it, and if not, they'll get ruined. The same thing, somebody else should do it, but not you. Oh, pishta lahalois min amishra. You have flax that's soaking in the water, you're cleaning out the flax, and if you let it stand there too long, it will get ruined. So you want to take it out of the water. Again, the oval himself cannot do it, but somebody else has to do it. Or the tzimra lahalos minayera, or else you're dyeing wool. It's in the big pot, you're dyeing it. So again, if you don't take it out in time, it will get ruined. So the locher is, the oval himself cannot do it, but somebody's allowed to do it for the oval. So again, you see like Rav Shisha, that the oval himself can't do these malachis, even though it's a malachis ovid. Rashi says, it's going to be a loss if you don't do these things. You're going to lose your wool, you'll lose your flax. Still, the din is the oval himself is not allowed to do it, just somebody else. Mishatagiya Oina Samayim Shaloi. When it comes his time to water the fields, somebody else waters the fields for him. Rashi says, Keshagiyas Man al Ashkus Asode Shakahoyanoigin, Kolechot Viechot Mashku Kola Asode Shabika. It used to be a valley, and it used to take turns that one person waters it each week. So even though now it's the oval's chance to water the whole Bika, still we say, appoint somebody else to do it and not him. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer, Af Zorin Loi Soda Nir. Even if he has a plowed out field already, you're allowed to have somebody seed it for the oval. V'sodo and Medes Lepishtin. If you have a field that's aimed to plant flax there, somebody's allowed to plant the flax for the oval. Omrullah, the Chum said back to Yudano, Im Loi Tizra Bebchir, Tizra Beyofel, it's not called the Dover Ovud, it's not called the loss. Wait till after the Avelis, and then let the oval himself plow it, or seed the field. You want to seed it earliest for him? No. So instead of seeding it Bebchir earliest, you wait 7 days later, Tizra Beyofel, you'll plant it a little bit later. That's not called the Dover Ovud. And then Loi Tizra Pishtun, even if you won't be able to seed the flax later, Tizra Minachar, you'll plant something else there. So it's not called the Dover Ovud. So Rashi says, so the Medes Lepishtun means the first big line here, Shem Loi Tizra Achshov, Mikan Gelech and Roi Lepishtun. You have a field that Mamish is ready to plant the flax, and if you don't plant the flax right now, next week will be too late. So the Chum, some Yudis said, that's called the Dover Ovud, it's called Halavalos, therefore the Ovud can't do it, but somebody could do it for the Ovud. Bashenka the Chum say that's not called a loss. Because even though true, you won't be able to plant the flax anymore, who says you have to plant flax? Plant something else there on your fields. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Zeisav HaPuchim. Again, the oval, before it became an oval, he had his olives all ready to be put onto the press to press out for the oil. That's called Zeisav HaPuchim. They're in the big vat already, and you turned them upside down already, ready to throw it into the press. And the oven now, he's the only one that knows how to use the press. He's the only human that knows how to press out the oil. Let's say also he has again this barrel full of oil already, and now Logov, he wants to put a cover on top of it. He's the only one that knows how to put the cover on top of the barrel. Tishtona lalas min amishra. Again, right before it became a novel, he was soaking his flax in the water, and over and vitzimra lalas min ayira, and also he's dyeing his wool in a big dyeing pan. V'yensham umin elahu. He's the only one that could do it. As before, we had the brayse says like a shisham that even though these are malachas of it, they'll have a loss if we don't take care of it. Still, we say the oval himself cannot do it. Let somebody else do it for him. But now, what's going to be if nobody else could do it, only the oval? He's the only one that knows how to take the flax out of the mishra, or take the wool out of the dye. Is Hareze Yase Betzina. In such a case, we give a head to the oval himself during the 7 days of Avelis. He's allowed to do this Betzina. Privately, he's allowed to take out the flax, take out the wool, the Betzina. And since these things are called a hefsid, the Rabbanu will make it for him, bitzin. Yes, the Rakein, Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel. A big chiddush, Reb Shimon Gamliel says like this. Let's say he was a workman for the rabbin. He was the public plumber. The safer ubol in the rabbin. Or else he was the barber of the town. Or balon, he was the attender by the bathhouse. He took care. The gies horegel. And it came now the time of the yomtif. So Rashi learns, Bolin Rashi learns, means Shema Beis Amerchus. He was intended to take, he took care of the Beis Amerchus. Or Misham Shema Beis Amerchus, for Noito Mikol Echatz Choroi, he would take pay, like he would charge everybody for going in. The Giyes Aregel, Shakol Tzrichin Loi. And he became a novel right before Yom Tov. And everybody now, before Yom Tov, wants to go take a bath now. Everybody uses, everybody wants to take a haircut now, before the Regel. He's called right now the Rabbi Mitzrichim Loi. The Rabbi needs this barber. They need the bath attender. And he became an oval. So what's the locha? V'yein shum umein elhu. He's the only person who knows how to give a haircut in town. He's the only one to take care of the bath. He's a reza yase. In such a case, he's allowed to do it. As we're a sarkhi, a rabbin, even for Fahesia, still is allowed to do it. Strashi. The economic tzorach rabim. Yeah. So there's two things. It's a davar b'seder, and also it's a tzorach rabim. Therefore, we're matter the yovel himself to do it. Let's say the yovel was an oris. An oris means you're working on somebody's fields. So ask yourself like this. You work at somebody's field on a condition that I get two thirds, I get three thirds, I get a half a mean or a third or a quarter of the profit of field. That's called harisin. You're working on somebody else's field and you get a third or half of the profit. That's Rashi said, Kibul Ishmiru Yovdal Iskun, Kakaka Kurun and Nais Nukhaminenum. I'll take 100 bushels, no matter how much they produce of this ground, I'll take care of your ground this year, this field, on a condition that I get 100 bushels. Via Kablonin. Kablonin, Rashi said this again, I'll watch your field, but Skum money, you pay me money, you give me $100. Whether the ground produces anything or nothing, you have to pay me $100. It's a Reyelu Yasu Achirim. In such a case where the person was working by somebody else and it became a novel, so Malacha is right now, he can't do the Malacha, but rather Yasu Acherim. We have to let somebody else do the Malacha for the Yovel. Even though the Advarma is a Dvar Ovel here, but still he himself can't do it, somebody else has to do it. Hachamorim, let's say he's a donkey driver. Hagmalim, he drives the camels. The Asvanim, he's a ship, he drives the ship. He's a Reyelu Layasu. Such a case, then the Ovel can't do the job, and nobody does it for him. Drashi, Layaskiru Lachatchila. You should not rent out your camel or your ship. Lefisham Locha Shalahemu. It's their Locha, they're the ones that have to do it. So if you're an Ovel now, you can't rent it out. Reyelu Layasu. Fimhoyu Mukhorun or Muskor Meitzlacherim. Let's say before you became an Ovel, was already rented out. Or you're hired, they're ready to do the job for somebody else. Is a reyelu yasu. Then they're allowed to do it. Strashi b'moyu muskoron or muskoron. Heim oy behemtum. Either the person himself was hired to drive the ship, or else the behemoths were hired to use. Eitzlacherim. L'mahala chodesh hakadoshim. Somebody wanted to use it for a month or 2 months. Is a reyelu yasu. Heim liyatzma. They're allowed to do it. Lo yasidu skol schoron. They're not to lose all the schar. U'baylim nami lo yasidu. V'och lekatano adei acherim. Shrehein biyatzma muskaron. He can't let somebody else do it for the yovel, because he himself was hired out. Avol arisim, to take care of the fields, efshlem adei acherim. Biyavoy de karka. There it's only a thing you have to work on the ground. If you can't do it, you're an yovel, we'll let somebody else do it for you. But over here, where you're the captain of the ship, you have a right, if you're hired out already, and in the middle of the job you became an yovel, harayel yasu, you're allowed to do it. Schir yoyim. Let's say you hire only to do work today. Rashi is chir yoyim echad. Ve'afilu biracheres. Ve'en yoydin sham shuavil. Ve'lekim is shomar asayim. As you were hired to do work today, even in a different city, and there nobody knows that you're a novel, and there's no marasayim. So locher is, afilu biracheres lo yasu, you're not allowed to do it. Rashi hoylu v'yodil achzer. Because as chir yoyim, if you're hired to do work today, you could return, you could retract, you could be chayzik yaminim. There's not such a big seder. Like, you could stop right now, as much as you did, you could stop right now, and you get paid for what you did, and the more you can't do, so it's not such a big hefsid. Bashenkin, if you're hired to do the job, if you stop right now, you lose out all the money of the job, so therefore you're allowed to continue doing your job. Right. Yeah, so this Gemara again was that a schir yoyim, if you're hired just to work for one day, and then you become an oval in the middle of the day, so you have to stop, you're not allowed to finish the melacha. That's not called a hefsid, because you have a right to stop in the middle of the work, and you get paid for what you did, and the rest you're not allowed to work anymore. Yeah. Now, hoysa melacha sacherim biyodai. Let's say you had work to do, somebody else's work. Hoysa melacha sacherim biyodai. You were a worker, that you were fixing kelim, somebody gave you something to fix. The Rashi says, "Hoysa him hoysa melecha sacherim biyodai bebeisoy kagoyin beged lorig." You have somebody else's clothing. You're a tailor, and somebody gave you his coat to be tailored. Hoylo v'shusay legoimroy liyachazman harelo loyasu. Since it's up to you to finish it whenever you want, so if you become a novel now, you're not allowed to finish it during the 7 days you have avelus. Again, the Mishnah Gemara says, "Hoysa melecha sacherim biyodai." Is alpha p shebekibus, shebekibulus, you makabel, in other words, that you charge the price for the job, you get $10 for the job, is lo yasa, you can't do it. Rashi says, afa pisha b'kibus, acherim isha kibla lov, l'tzmisos oisir begul orgo kach v'kach, like he paid you $10 to do the job, still, like Rashi said before, it's not a dover ovud, because if you don't finish it now, you'll finish it after the avelis. So if you become a novel now, you can't finish the work, you have to stop. Like even though it's a kibulus that you have an amount, how much he's paying you for the job. For loymi boya, not only shein a kibulus, if it's not paid by the job, but you just paid by the hour, how much work you put into it. So Mari has other rabbi, just the opposite it should be. Kibulus kididei damyo. If the guy's paying you for the job, a $10 job, so now we say the work you're doing, like you're working for yourself, because the job is $10, you know you get $10, so the work is called you're working for yourself, so for sure it should be yasser. The Rashi says, kididei dami, the yasser, Mashen Lamar says, Jagashi Abul Shein, a kibulis, if you didn't accept upon yourself the job for $10, lehevi kididei, shari, it's not yours, then the pshat is I'm working for somebody else. So maybe then it's mutter. The yovel is not doing work for himself, he's doing for somebody else, maybe then it should be mutter. So Gemara says, Ela Eimot should say like this, Ben ki boilas, ben sheni ki boilas. Lo yasa, that's the pshat. Whether this person, this tailor, accepted the job for $10, or whether he didn't accept the job for $10, rather it's still your coat, and I'm just working for you, so I'm not working for myself, I'm working for you, still the yovel can't do it. If you become an yovel now in the middle of the job, you have to tell the person, I can't do it now, I'll finish it after the avelis. What about hoysa malach toviyad acherim? That's the opposite way. You had a coat to be tailored, and you gave it to somebody else to do it for you. Somebody else is doing work for you. So it depends. Did they say if the coat is in your house, and you became a novel now? In other words, yesterday you have a coat that has to be tailored, and you hired somebody to come into your house to make the coat for you. And today you became a novel. See if the person is doing it in your house, lo yasu. The person is not allowed to do it. Because it's a marasayim, people will think you hired him today to do the job, and a novel is not allowed to hire people to work for him. So Rashi says, the basically Rashi says, shalofel. If the coat is in your house, and a tailor is coming in to tailor it in your house, it's lo yasu, I say. You can't let the tailor come into the novel's house to tailor his coat today. Yeah. So Rashi says that if it's done in his house, shalovel layasa loisoi, then you can't let somebody else work in the yovel's house. Mishum chashad, shayarma, people will say, who beyatsa mesayayi b'mlocha? The yovel himself is helping him out in the melacha. The yovel is helping out the tailor. Inami, shlayarma b'mei avol lehizkiru lezeh apoyel. Or else people shouldn't say that the yovel, after he became a novel, that's when he gave out his clothing to be tailored. And you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, even though you gave it out, you hired this tailor to do the job before you became a novel, but since the coat is in your house, you can't have the tailor come into your house when you're a novel to work for you. It looks like he's working for you. What about the days achar? Let's say you already gave your coat to the tailor, he took it home, and he's doing it in his house, then yasu. Then they're allowed to do it. There's no marasayin. You gave the job, you gave him to do it before he became a novel. So there's no marasayin now. People won't think you're helping out. People won't think you gave it to him after you became a novel, because it's not in your house. Therefore, this is mutter. Mor says, Morion Bray de Ravin, that's a person, Morion, the son of Ravin, Umar Bray de Rav Acho, Bray de Rav, these two people, Hevilu Hugamlo de Tura Bahadi Adodi. They used to have axes, each one owned an axe, and they were rented out to people to use together, like to pull the yoke. They had two oxes at a time. Each one owned an ox. Trashi gamla means semed boker. That a yoke. Ben shneim. Shor echo the zev, shor echo the zev. Kids that had two oxes working together to plow together. They had a shutfis. Each one owned one ox, owned an ox. Now they used to rent it out to people, they used to charge their money. Now Iskra bei Milsa, one of them became a novel. Something bad happened to one of them. Bema, Brei, the Ravacha, Brei, the Rava. He became a novel right now. Now, a novel is not allowed to do work, so he can't have his ox hired out to do work for somebody else, like to make money. So what did he do? What he did was, is opaske legamli. He like took his ox out of the yoke and said, my ox can't do any work now. So he stopped his ox from doing any work. Rashi says, paske legamli. Hifsig shoyre min atzemid. He took his ox out of the yoke. And he didn't send his ox to plow the fields. Because he was a novel. He's not allowed to let his ox even do work, since you own the ox. Just like you can't do work, your animals also can't do work. So you're not allowed to have your animals hired out for somebody else that can't do work. So he took his ox back. Omer Rav Ashi said, Gavra Rabba Kamar, Braid Rav Acher, such a chosh of a person, a great person like you, like Rabba Kamar, Braid the Rav Acher, Ovid Hoki, like how come you did this? Is that true? Do you have to do this? Nehi the lipsedidi day, lechayish, true for your own hefset. If you'll have a loss, you don't care, you'll take the loss. About the cherim lechayish, how come you didn't care about other people? In other words, the case here was probably that the oxen were hired out already to somebody. And so the person is using it to plow his fields with it. So how could you take your ox away now? You had given a hefset, that person's going to have a loss. Rashi left to the day lechayish to like koneved arya migamle mishum diavolu. True, you don't want to work for yourself. Over the pseudo deachrinin, you're going marryin lechayish, or better still, your partner. You have a partner here. If you're taking your ox away, so your partner can't use his ox either. To like mishad legamri hevelay pseudo lehevelay beimot lachrish v'chivon desharik netaniyim hoyim achrochim hevel lemechash pseudo lechavri. Like we had before, if you're ready, hired out to do the work, so called it's a psaid, it's a loss for somebody else, then the oval himself is allowed to do the work. So here also, since your ox is being hired out together with your friend's ox, if you take away your friend's ox by itself can't do the job. So it looks as if you're hired out for your friend already, so for a psaid that your friend should not have a loss, it should be mutter. So how come you stop your ox from doing the work? Like we said, what Tanya would learn. If your animals were already hired out to somebody, or else was like rented out to somebody, they're allowed to use your animals. But since the job was started already, so it's a hefset for the other people to take it away from them, they're allowed to use it. So here also, your ox, since you have partnership with somebody else, if you take it away, your partner will lose out, it should be mutter, so you didn't have to take away your ox. So Gemara says, "Whosoever he himself held that odim choshev shani, that's good for a normal person. But for me, I'm an odim choshev. I don't want anybody to learn out from me that a novel could do any type of a work. I stopped my ox from working with his." And Rashi says, "The last Rashi, odim choshev shani, toho v'ho osur l'day lemevet. He held for he himself it's also to do. Therefore, he himself didn't want to have his ox rented out." Omar